America's Legal Line Network now presents Weinberg on the Law on CBS Radio, WXYT Detroit, AM 1270. Here's your host, attorney Scott Weinberg.
How are unions going to be able to stay strong in Michigan with a seemingly crumbling economy and record unemployment? Well, we have a treat here. We have Bruce Miller from the law firm of Miller Cohn, one of the foremost labor lawyers in town, to help us sort out that answer. Bruce, how can labor stay strong here in Michigan?
Well, the only way labor can ever stay strong is by fulfilling its mission. And that mission is to protect and advance the interests of working people. In addition to that, I think the situation in Michigan is getting much rosier. The automobile industry, which is the center of our strength, our economic strength, and union strength, is healthy, or certainly a lot healthier than it was before. It looks like it's going to start hiring. So I think the prospects are very good for the economy, for Michigan, and for the trade union movement.
Well, I used to be actually a UAW member, and is it difficult now? I mean, are there so many layoffs that they had to stay in town waiting for their jobs, or did a lot of the UAW or the union members have to leave the state to look for better pastures?
Oh, I'm sure that there has been some of that. I mean, people just don't sit around waiting for jobs to come their way. And people who worked hard all their lives in the factories don't enjoy the idleness that unemployment creates, in addition to which people have to eat, they have to pay bills. So workers move around, and that's been true of the workers who are unemployed in Michigan as well as any place else.
Do you see changes in the state laws on anything that is a coordinated effort on behalf of any political group to try to break up the unions or to try to make us less of a unionized state?
Well, sure. You have the Mackinaw. I don't know if I pronounce it right. Mackinaw. Institute. Yeah, Mackinaw Institute, which is so reactionary, they don't permit cars to park in their parking lots, only dinosaurs. And so that gives you an idea where they are. And they're spending a great deal of effort to try and turn us into a right-to-work state. And they have some allies. I don't think they have enough to accomplish what they want to do. But they're fully funded, and so they'll keep on doing what they're being paid to do.
We're talking with attorney Bruce Miller from Miller Cohn about labor law today. I want to shift focus for a second, and I want to ask you about whistleblower laws. What should someone do if they see illegal shenanigans or something going on at work that they just don't know what to do, but they're afraid to, either that they might be participating in it or they really want to go to authorities? What should they do to try to protect themselves?
Well, one thing they should do is probably speak to a professional and get some advice, because when you're dealing with things in the abstract, it's hard to know how you deal with a specific problem. But the Whistleblowers Act in Michigan does protect employees who threaten to or actually inform public authorities. Complaining to the boss doesn't get you any protection. That's not a whistleblower situation as far as the state statute is concerned. It's a question of blowing the whistle with public authorities like the police, like some agency, a regulatory agency, or something like that. If a worker suffers a reprisal as a result of making that report, or because the employer perceives that he made such a report, he has a statutory right to bring a lawsuit, to get his job back, and to require the employer to pay his attorney's fees.
Well, what I would recommend, and as a criminal lawyer, hopefully people are smart enough that if they see things going on, or if they're afraid, that obviously they want to make some type of statement, they want to go to authorities, the first thing to do is clearly go talk to a lawyer. And obviously the first person to go talk to is Bruce Miller. Bruce, I want to thank you for joining us. I know you got to go, educating us on a bunch of what's going on in Michigan and the unions. And I hope to have you back real soon.
Thank you very much.
Take care.